This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In Newtown, today the funerals have started, two so far, Jack Pinto and Noah Posner, although I don't know how you say goodbye to a pair of six-year-old boys. Investigators, meanwhile, said it's going to take months to figure out exactly what happened before and after the shootings on Friday, but there is going to be a familiar pattern to how the bigger story is going to play out about what we do in response. We know because we've seen it before. We have a crisis or a tragedy. People propose new policies. Lawmakers in Washington debate what those policies ought to be. And then groups get involved to help those lawmakers make up their minds. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
The NRA is the largest gun lobby, and it's got a reputation in this town. That's because of all the money at its disposal. Graham Wilson chairs the political science department at Boston University.
The word in Washington is that crossing the National Rifle Association is dangerous.
It's been known to pour hundreds of thousands of dollars into a single congressional race. Lee Drutman is a senior fellow at the Sunlight Foundation. During the last election cycle, the NRA spent more than $24 million.
The money on one side is enormous. The money on the other side is tiny.
In contrast, Drutman says the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, that's the largest gun control organization, spent just $5,816 during the election. Total. Neither group responded to our requests for interviews. The NRA's cash advantage could serve as a powerful check against any new gun control efforts. Sheila Krumholtz runs the Center for Responsive Politics, and she says the NRA is already gearing up for the 2014 midterm elections.
The NRA alone has given to more than 290 candidates already this cycle, so far this cycle. So that's a lot of money in a lot of pockets in Washington.
Lee Drutman with the Sunlight Foundation calls the NRA a textbook political organization because its members make it so effective. There are more than 4 million of them, and the NRA's membership has grown after other mass shootings.
The NRA gets more members at times when gun control law is on the table. In the wake of Columbine, they increased their membership by about 50%.
When it comes to money and to members, there's not an organization on the other side of the gun control issue that compares. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.